Radio.
Welcome to this episode of the ACR Conference Previews 2017. This is a broadcast of the Association of Conflict Resolution. We offer these previews to invite listeners to our annual conference in Dallas, Texas, October 10th through 14, 2017. For more information, please visit us at www.acrannualconference.org and or hashtag ACRDallas2017. Thank you.
Well, as the recording said, welcome to this preview for the Dallas conference, which starts on October 10th and goes through the 11th in this fall. Today we are grateful to have with us Cindy Noble, and she'll be doing a presentation, an all-day presentation on Wednesday of the conference. The name of her presentation will be, and I'll have that for you in 1 second, it will be Professional Success in ADR, How Do I Get There From Here? Rather than giving a real detailed explanation on what this conference will be about, what I'd like to do is to go ahead and introduce Cindy. She'll be doing this conference in conjunction or in partnership with Ms. Tammy Linsky. So I'll be introducing both of them, although Tammy will not be with us today. We will talk about her background as well. And then I'll ask Cindy to come on and introduce us to the actual presentation. So without further delay, Cindy is a professional ADR practitioner. She is a professional certified coach and is a pioneer of conflict management coaching. As I said, she'll be doing this presentation along with Ms. Tammy Linsky, and both Cindy and Tammy are well-regarded ADR specialists. Tammy is a previous winner of the ACR's Mary Parker Fawick Award. Both Cindy and Tammy are authors of conflict management books, and both of them hold the advanced practitioner status from ACR. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Cindy to our broadcast today. Cindy, are you with us?
I am, and thank you very much. I'm honored to be on this call today with you.
Well, thank you for being with us. Cindy, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your presentation will entail?
Okay. Well, it isn't really a presentation so much as Tammy and I are going to facilitate a day-long program. As you said, it was Professional Success in ADR. How do I get there from here? And that came actually because Tammy and Susan Terry last year held a fabulous section at ACR, a panel that was about people who were giving, who had had success in ADR and giving some ideas and how they got there. And it was so well received, and many people asked us both about, we need more of this. And so Tammy and I decided to organize a pre-conference day on October 11th, and it's going to include in four parts, learning and insights from successful practitioners. So we have some practitioners that were not on the panel last year, but some others who are going to talk about their insights, what they learned, and pass on some of their wisdom. We'll also be looking at helping people identify what their vision is. So what came up a lot last year was that people were thinking about what they would like, trying to put teeth on it, make it more concrete, and that's what one of the things that helped them. And we thought, well, let's make sure that we spend some time on how to identify what the vision is and how to achieve it. And following that, we're going to have coaches who are going to be coming. There's some from the International Coach Federation from Dallas, and there will be some people who are professional coaches from ACR, and working in small groups with people to look at what are the blocks, what are the barriers. So some real practical getting down to what do I need to know, what do I need to do in order to move forward. And then this last part is really looking at the action plans and how to move ahead. So it's much, I would say, Ronald, a coach approach to people's professional success, to look really closely at how do you want to get there from here.
Wow, that sounds really fantastic. Now, one of the things that I noticed when I looked at the presentation of your presentation, it said that only 30 people would be in attendance. So talk to me some more about how does one get to be an attendee and why is it limited to 30 participants?
Well, we wanted to keep it, I'll answer the second question first, that we wanted to keep it in a way that people could really communicate well with one another. And, you know, it was really an arbitrary number that Tammy and I threw around to say, how might we get a small enough group that people can relate, but also bringing in coaches to help out that, you know, we would have a limited number there, and to have small groups in order that people can really get down to work. Because part of what we really wanted is people to roll up their sleeves, and these are for people who are our colleagues who are saying, you know, we need more of this, and so we want to keep it very specific and tailor-made for their needs, but in a form that we thought would be conducive to that. And so it was a bit of an arbitrary number, but it's really meant to come on in, roll up your sleeves, whether you are a senior ADR professional, a new person starting out, anybody who is looking at where they are and where they need to be.
Because it really sounds what you're talking about would be a presentation that would be more experiential as opposed to didactic. Is that correct?
Well, I think that's partly true. I think the first part where we're having the learning and insights from successful practitioners, people will be hearing from panel members in a sort of interview style about their successes and their tips and advice. And so that part is a lot of learning. And we expect that people will take that forward to say, okay, that's what I need, or this is what's missing for me, or I'm getting what they're saying, and I want to be able to have that kind of energy towards my goals, but I'm not sure how to get there. And so that the rest of it is going to be more experiential in nature, so that people really are feeling. And we're hoping people will stay for the full day, come in and stay, so that there isn't a coming and going, and that you begin with the opportunities to hear from those practitioners and then build on that throughout the day.
Wow, sounds fascinating. So I know you said it already, but I'd just like to say it again. What would I, as an attendee, be able to do when I complete this pre-session?
Well, it's a great question, and I think probably taking what I have told you so far is that it's our hope that that people will take away being further ahead in planning how they're going to reach their vision, that whatever is going around in their minds that they want to focus on, that they'll start to get focused and start to bring their vision into more of a reality, that, you know, what is it that I really need to get there, so that these steps that they're going to take, hopefully starting at the pre-conference but moving ahead, are more concrete, that there's something that starts to make sense to people about this is what I need, or here's my block. Because what we heard from people last year was that the hopes, and we've got such fabulous members of ACR who come with and offer so much to the conference, and the people who attended this were those folks, both new and seasoned, who said, yeah, I need more focus. And I think a lot of us would agree that you know, you get into the field and with a lot of enthusiasm, and then starting to think, either is this where I want to be? Is there more I want to be doing? I've got some ideas. I'm not sure how to make them happen. And I'm hoping that we are hoping that attendees will come away saying, okay, I'm getting focused here, and now I'm starting to get a plan forward about how I'm going to make my vision a reality.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. So
well,
you kind of
so.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we hope so. Tammy and I put a lot of thought into this, and we both said, boy, we would like to have attended something like this way back when we were trying to make our visions a reality. And so we'd like to give people a taste of how just that focus, you know, and that energy that will come, I think, from people who are on the same page about wanting to get somewhere.
Because it sounds like it's very important in this day and time to have a vision for what you want to do with your ADR work. Is that what you're sensing or saying?
Well, I think that a lot of people that we're finding have spoken up about having what they thought was a vision, but realizing that it's such a broad field and there are so many creative ideas that have come out, and they'll hear those from the panel. People that have taken trending in ADR and either added new training or developed new processes and new ways of doing things, and want to make them real and how to make that happen. Like, might be missing some steps and some ideas and some energy and support, the sorts of things that I think being together with peers who are also like-minded about wanting to either try something new or develop further what they're doing, things smoldering. You know how you have ideas and they're smoldering away,
mm-hmm.
and they're not quite being concrete. And I think that that was really some of the impetus for Tammy and I discussing how might we do that. And so we're hoping we've come up with a formula that will help people get focused and get their energy, feel the support of other people around, getting the perhaps building some community of people who are trying to help one another get through to try out new things. What does this sound like? Hearing themselves speak. I remember for a long time having so many of my ideas in my head, and even having challenges articulating them and figuring out what was keeping me from doing them. And I think we're hoping that those things will surface through the kind of program we've got planned for the day.
Wow. Like I said, it sounds absolutely fascinating. And I'm hoping that I can be one of the 30 that get involved. When I introduced you, I said that you were a pioneer of the field, and actually you kind of been talking towards it. But I want to ask you this last question in the time that we have, and we have about 3 minutes left. What do you see for the future of the ADR field, and how will this pre-conference assist in one preparing for the future of the ADR field?
Oh, my goodness, 3 minutes. I need like an hour for that. Probably longer. I think it's hard to answer, but where I'm going to go with it is that I think that we as a community need to support one another, need to find ways to say, those ideas are great, or we want to help you get there. You've got these plans, you've got this training, you're looking at what you're doing. How can we as a community support people who have pioneering ideas, who want to add to what they're doing, to be okay with it? So many people have done very creative things, and we honor that in many ways. And I think that Tammy and I are both wanting to honor people who are part of our community, who want to think things out a bit more, and maybe grow a community that looks at innovative ideas and get support for it, because not everybody feels supported when they start something new and know how it's going to land in the community. And we've been fortunate to have great trailblazers in our field, and I think it's recognizing that lots of people have creative ideas. We're in a creative field, and I think that would help if we knew that there was this critical mass of people that start to grow and say, we can do this together, we can grow our practices.
Well, it sounds very beneficial to the attendee to be there. And I just really thank you for the time that you've taken really to talk with us today. We're down to about 1 minute and 35 seconds. So in this last time that we have, I want to give you the opportunity to share with us what is there that we have not talked about this pre-conference that we need to put out there for people who are thinking about going.
I'm not sure if there's anything additional. You've asked such great questions. I think what I would want to reiterate is the importance of coming prepared to think, to share, to be coached, to support other people, to be supported, to be open to the day. I think that it's important that people sign up and let the ACR know that you want this section, so we know what numbers of people are actually going to show up. And I think it's really about thinking about being prepared, perhaps, to think out, what is it? What is that goal? Can I articulate it now? And if not, what am I stuck about? So that you start to think in advance of the session, what am I hoping to gain about a whole session that is based on, can you get there from here? Not can you, we believe you can, but how do I get there? So I think it's about being prepared and to think out and coming with that sort of goal-oriented thinking in mind.
Cindy, thank you so much for spending time with us today and helping us to get prepared and making up our minds to be one of the 30 in this presentation. I look forward to it.
Thanks so much, and thank you for interviewing me today. Tammy and I are really appreciative of that.
You take care and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This has been a broadcast of the Association for Conflict Resolution. To hear more speakers such as this, you are invited to our 2017 annual conference in Dallas, Texas, October 11 through 14, 2017. For more information, go to www.acrannualconference.org or to hashtag ACR Dallas 2017.